Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Oliver Rudd, the Vice President of Aviva Auto Claims. He's here to talk about the results of a recent survey conducted by Aviva regarding Canadians' first response to tackling the auto claims process. So Oliver, before we get into the results, could you give us some background on this survey?
Yeah, we surveyed 1,500 Canadians and we just asked them some questions around what they knew about a claims experience and whether they'd had claims experiences with some generic questions, and they came back with their answers, which we've detailed today with some of the highlights that came out of that survey. The survey was done through all ranges, from young people as young as 18 right to some of the more elderly end of the spectrum, and it was done across all provinces in Canada. So we've got a real mixed array from customer base, which is good for us to have as an insurer.
Getting into the results of this survey, could you tell us what the biggest takeaway was?
Yeah, for certain. I think the biggest takeaway from the survey that came back is that most people didn't know what to do or what was the right thing to do if they were involved in an accident collision and they didn't know how to go about reporting their claim. That came back loud and clear. Some people that had been involved in accidents talked about the experience they'd had, and it was generally they didn't feel supported, know what was going to happen throughout their, if you like, getting back to normal after having the accident.
Was it a surprise for you to see such a high number of respondents saying they weren't sure how to go about this process, or were you expecting this?
I think we were aware of it. We were surprised by the extent of it, hence why we've come out with the details from the survey. And today is really about re-educating and helping people understand that here at Aviva, we're here 24/7 for our customers. So if they are unfortunate enough to be involved in an incident, we're here to help them and hold their hand through that claims experience. And equally, if it's not through Aviva, to talk to their insurance broker or insurance advisor that can help them make the right decisions for them. The other things that came out of the survey was just our consumers in the insurance industry as a whole are just unsure about what products they're buying and what coverage they've got. So it's really, really important that in the event of having an accident, that we're there to support them and confirm what cover they do have right from the very start.
And was there any notable data from the survey pertaining to Manitoba or Western Canada that stuck out to you?
The survey generally came out with the same conclusions. There was a few things that were specific to out west, I would say, all the western customers in Canada. And they were generally, the western customers that we sampled were more likely to have had a claim in the last 5 years than the other provinces. They were more aware of the impact of fraud and injury claims and the impact that has on their premium than the other provinces. But they were the least likely to contact their insurance company first. All the other provinces said they would go to their insurance company and seek advice from them. The one that was least likely to do that was some of our customers in the West, or some of the consumers, not necessarily Aviva customers, I hasten to add. These are a sample taken from across Canada.
Does the survey have any information as to why people don't feel like they were prepared to take on the claims process?
What came out was those that had been involved in accidents were shocked and they were very stressed at the roadside and didn't know what to do. Those that had been involved said they'd know for next time, but those that had never had an accident just don't know what to expect. So part of the announcement we're suggesting is that if you are unfortunate enough to be involved in an accident, make sure that no one's injured, make sure you're safe, and then at that point, if there is injuries, call the emergency service straight away, and then try and make your second call to us or your insurance broker who will be able to help you and give you advice. What we found from the survey is most people actually call their loved ones and their family first, and that's good to reassure them and make sure that people are okay, but what we'd encourage is to call us as quickly as possible so we can ensure we get all the evidence from the accident scene, any photos, and we can then help the customer navigate through the process, so avoid them from signing work orders that might increase the cost of the claim and might force them to take it to certain repair shops they don't want to go to. And then what we can do is work with the consumer, our customer, to make sure it gets into one of our Aviva recommended repairers or recommended tows or recommended rental, where we know the cost and the service the customer receives is better than when it's a non-approved vendor.
You just mentioned some steps people should take as soon as they find themselves in a vehicle accident. Did you have any other tips or advice to give on how to navigate these sort of situations?
I would really reiterate, from all our data, what we see is the customers get a far better experience when they report directly into us or through an insurance agent into us quickly. Speed is really important. What we know and what we understand from our customers is they expect the claims process to be quick, easy, and they want to get back to normal. So we need to, as an industry, make sure we're available for our customers. We help them and we protect them, and that's something that Aviva, we pride ourselves on doing.
And before we wrap up today, was there anything else about the survey you wanted to touch on?
I think the only other thing that I would add that we haven't touched on is generally our younger drivers that weren't sure what to do because they'd never been involved in the claims process. So what we're also doing as an insurer is we're trying to find different ways of engaging with younger drivers that maybe aren't going to read the policy documents and know what they're covered for. So how do we digitally enable them to have the information they need to understand what to do in the event that they get involved in an accident, and then making it so they can report their claims online, they can get text updates about what's happening, and just really innovating the claims process into today's environment, I guess, where people are more accustomed to self-serve and dealing with their claim themselves.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Oliver, for going over the survey results with me today.
Thank you very much, Navi.
All right, that was Oliver Rudd with Aviva Canada, who went over the recent survey results regarding Canadians navigating the auto claims process. For Thomson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.